Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Little Van Halen bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, a Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Jeff Dobkin is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jeffrey Dobkin is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the top marketing experts in our Brain Trust, and also one of our publishing experts in the Brain Trust. He's the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them into the studio, including a new one, Direct Marketing Strategies, and I guess this is a brand new one, Successful Low-Cost Direct Marketing Methods. Right, Jeff?
Yes, they're both front list, which means new titles, and they are my newest titles from 2008. Books stay on the front list for about 6 months,
right,
and then they are backlisted a couple of book terms.
What's the difference in a direct marketing strategy and a direct marketing method?
Strategy, well, actually, my book, Direct Marketing Strategies, has some of my more humorous articles, but it also has my most technical articles.
I didn't ask you what's the difference in the books. I'm going to make people buy them to learn that. What's the difference in a marketing method and a marketing strategy?
Well, the method is what you employ, and the strategy is the overall reason that you have done those methods.
Now you understand why you have to have these books, both of these books, folks. I'm trying to help you sell these books, Jeff.
Work with me here. I could use the sale.
you own Danielle Adams Publishing.
Yes, that's right.
And just as I own SBN Books,
which is
we have our own publishing company.
Yes, that's right. And I did mine because it would be pretty uncomfortable for me to say, "Hey, buy Jeff Dobkin's book from Jeff Dobkin Publishing."
Right.
So I named the firm after a couple of my children. So I put some legitimacy. But in reality, where I virtually think we are, they are self-published titles. Now, when I went into publishing, as you were talking about before, we didn't have POD. So 15 years ago, when I started bringing my books out.
Tell them what POD is.
Publishing on demand, print on demand, where you can actually go in and take a computer file of a book and have one printed, just
right.
One. Couldn't do that 15
right.
years ago.
Mm-mm. Well,
you had to have a press run.
Slow down just a second. I want to go back a little bit further. You called it self-publishing. I'd call it owning my own publishing company, which is you've done. I mean, you've been successful with your books. I've been successful with my books. The standard, the prototype, in a lot of ways, for what you and I do is my friend Ken Blanchard. In the late 1970s, I want to say the guy's name, I'll say it in a minute, who's his co-author, I need to do that. Those two guys wrote a book called One Minute Manager. And I don't remember if Ken told me that they tried to get a publisher and couldn't do it or not, but they didn't have a publisher. They self-published it. Now, as you know, Jeff, in the late 70s, what they did was called vanity press.
Yeah.
A very pejorative term. I mean, you didn't say that, you spit it. You didn't say vanity press, you spit
it. Even still,
some people, I've actually had people to tell me, you know, when I said I had my own publishing company, they said, "Oh, vanity press." I said, "Well, I don't think selling 90,000 copies of two books is vanity press." And they said, "Oh, well, I see what you mean." But his partner sold 125,000 copies of their book as a vanity press book in the 70s. And of course, with that success story, they were picked up by a publishing company, and he was off to the races. He became one of the great voices for management books in the world, and still is. And so. So this was back when it just wasn't done. Today, it's being done all the time, isn't it?
It is, but the landscape in publishing has changed so much. There are 180,000 titles that are vying for bookstores and there are virtually no more independent bookstores. I mean, mm-hmm. sure, there's one or two in each really large city, but not like before. Now, it's everything is through the chains, and there's four or five big publishers, four or five big bookstores, Borders and BNN, and you know, you got to go through all the major players to have any kind of success at the bookstore level.
Right. If you choose to use the bookstores.
Right.
I think he's your friend as well, Dan Poynter, who's considered the self-publishing guru on the planet. He says, I love this quote, he says, the worst place in the world to sell a book is a bookstore.
That's absolutely right.
And now what he means by that, folks, if for most people who want to do what we're talking about, you know, you got to go compete with those thousands of other books. The point he's making is, find your niche and sell it in your niche.
Absolutely. And that's more work, but that's the way you have to sell a book today. And
that's what I've done. That's what you've done.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have some presence in bookstores, but finding a distributor is very tough, and a wholesaler is also difficult if you don't have a distributor. And, you know, the thing that I look at now is the difference is you can have a presence online and drive sales of your books, and that's where I'm putting more and more of my energy.
Right. And did you mention e-books a minute ago? Did I hear you say that a minute ago?
No.
Well, you know, then there's e-books. You know, never mind. You know, publishing, ladies and gentlemen, publishing does not mean putting words on a piece of paper.
Not anymore.
It only did before because that was the only media that we had.
Right.
But now we have electronic media, and now we can define publishing differently. Publishing is putting thoughts together in an organized way, and making it available in a way that people can absorb and consume those thoughts in a productive way on whatever medium is available.
Yes, and I think it's a shame because I love the traditional book. I mean, I'm an old print and paper guy.
Me too.
And so, but my books are now available online and downloads and
PDF you got the Kindle, you know, the Amazon Kindle and all those things. So, folks, when we come back after these messages, we're going to talk about the book inside of you and what you have, what it takes for you to get that out of you. Now that we got your attention, and by the way, Johnson Spencer is Ken Blanchard's co-author of The 1 Minute Manager. I want to make sure I got his name out there. He's a man with two last names. Going to take a quick break, 20 after the hour. Jeffrey Dobkin is our guest and our good friend. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're flying high.
Road carpet on feet, and we are airplanes today.
Do do cabell do 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 cabell do 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 cabell do 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 cabell do do.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Duke of Earl. Glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We got whatever you need there under the small business sun. Anywhere from 5 seconds to 15 minutes, we got something you can read or listen to. You can check out my blog. You can ask a question at askjim.biz. You can subscribe to my newsletter. And all of this, ladies and gentlemen, this universe of power, small business power, is at your fingertips for the simple cost of a click. Right there on our website. And it's all right off the homepage. So check it out. I don't know what else I can do for you. I could come run your business, but other than that, which you don't want me to do anyway, is, you know, I've done that already for you, basically. Just aggregating all these smart people on our website, like our good friend Jeffrey Dobkin, one of our outstanding Brain Trust members. So check it out when you get a chance. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jeff Dobkin, give us your website, please.
I have jeffdobkin.com.
D-O-B-K-I-N.
D-O-B-K-I-N, and I have Dobkin.com.
Yeah.
And I have DanielleAdams.com, which is one of those home brewski, oh, I can't believe I made it this bad, but here it is kind of websites.
and so one little lesson there, folks, is more than one way to find him.
If you type in, I've written so many direct marketing articles. If you type in direct marketing articles into Google, I show up on the first page.
There you go. And but what I was thinking I was going to say is if you know my brand, Small Business Advocate, is a URL, but also my name, as is your name. And
yeah.
I encourage people to do that as well. Get your name.com or dot whatever you can get. Jeff, let's get back to we're talking about self-publishing, but only as a term that's intuitive. We only use that as a term that's intuitive. As I said, I prefer to think of it as having my own publishing company. And
me
I have
too.
My publishing company has a name. But we talked about the fact that you don't have to print these things thousands at a time. You can do them on demand. Now, you can't make any money if you do that because it costs too much to print one.
That was the old days, Jim. Today, if you take a computer file, and you can even use a computer file such as Microsoft Word, you can get a book for probably about $20.
But you can't sell it and make any money.
Yeah, you can't sell it and make any money.
That's my point.
If you want to just have like a dozen books that you can give to family and friends,
right?
Hey, you can do it. I mean, you couldn't do that when I started.
Well, I had to buy. Exactly. And the thing is you can, if you've got a book that you think is gonna have life and legs, you can actually go and print a prototype. It looks a lot better than a manuscript. And then that's a little easier to sell to a publisher or to sell to somebody who might want 500 copies.
Sure, because the publisher doesn't have to do anything. They don't have to retype it. They don't have to typeset it. They don't have to put it into a book form. It's already there.
But the main thing is, Jeff, is getting the idea, the fiction or the nonfiction out of your head onto something that can be transferred to the minds of other people.
Yes, the biggest thing that I hear now, since I'm listed in so many directories as a publisher, people call me up and they say, "Well, I have a book. What do I do now?" So, but I get this so much,
mm-hmm.
and I say, I always ask the same few questions. Well, what form is it in? Because mm-hmm. I have to type it. I have to have it typed if it's not typed. Because people say, "Well, it's all handwritten."
Yeah.
Well, what do I do with that?
Yeah,
you know, first you got to put it in the computer file.
I don't recommend handwriting your book, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, but
you got to type it or have somebody type it for you.
But the main thing
I want to get across though, Jeff. If you've got an idea in your head, if you've got a book that's in your head, even if you don't know what the whole book is going to be like, you don't have to have that. Just get started writing, and don't even think about publishers. Don't even think about where this is going to wind up. Don't even think about a bookstore or anything else. Just get the thing out of your head. Start writing. Get it out of your head. Get it into the computer. Get it on something. And just get started. And then as this thing evolves and as it starts taking on a life of its own, then you can deal with how it's going to be distributed. But because today you've got so many options that you didn't have 20, 30 years ago.
I'm with you 100%, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Just start writing, and it will evolve. If you keep writing, write 3 pages a day, 5 pages a day, whatever it takes, and pretty soon, you know, you got a whole book.
Yeah, a little bit at a time, baby steps. And, you know, if you're not sure, if you're unclear about how to write, you'll find your own style. But read other books, read articles, read things that other people have written, and see their style, and you'll acquire your own style from that.
Yes, after you've written so many hundreds of pages, your style will evolve naturally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and sometimes it's great, and sometimes you need an editor to come, and I can say, this is what needs to be changed.
Right.
The toughest thing that I see with people call up and ask me is they say, "I have a book." And I say, "Okay, is it a computer file?" "Yeah." "How many pages is it?" And they say, "Oh, it's 100 pages." But you got to remember, in a book, that's only 50 sheets because
mm-hmm.
it's printed a page on each
right.
side.
Right.
So your book is too thin.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really sell that as a traditional book in a traditional bookstore.
Well, you know, then that's but I see that's another thing. In this electronic age, 50, 60 pages, it might not be a bad ebook.
Right, it would be a great
and if
great
you and if
book.
You want to sell them on your website for $5 a piece, you know, you couldn't do that 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So this is just folks, the idea is don't let the industry hold you back. If you want to write a book and then worry about how you're going to distribute it later. Hey Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me.
JeffDobkin.com, right?
Yeah.
All right, check it out, folks. Got to go for this hour. No, I'm coming back. I got one more to do. RKC and Cuddy is going to be with us after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I can't imagine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.